I want to ask you something about what it is when you really like what's happening in your life. Are you feeling good about, like I'm feeling pretty good about my life, my new house and my fiancé.
Okay.
Myself. But I know, you know, we have this quote in our sanctuary box about that the best moment is when everything that props up your life fails.
Yeah.
Because then it's like you're really confronted with who you really are, I guess, and what's it all about.
Yeah, when you lose everything.
Yeah. But I don't want that. I don't want to go through that.
Right. You don't have to go.
I just want to get enlightened without having to go through all of that losing everything that I like. So is that possible? So you understand what I'm
saying? I do,
asking.
Yeah. So first of all,
I'm not looking forward to everything in my life failing.
Yeah, especially if it's all going really well.
Yeah.
So you don't have to actually lose everything, yeah, or have everything fail, but see who would you be without it. Who are you without that? Or in fact, one step further, do you have a fiancé right now?
Okay.
I mean, he's not here, right?
No, he's in New Zealand.
Okay. Okay.
I think I've still got him.
Right. Exactly. I think. Yeah. So it's a thought of a fiancé.
Yeah.
A memory of a fiancé.
And an anticipation.
An anticipation of a fiancé. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the actual fiancé, is that happening now?
No.
No. So, do you have a fiancé now?
Not right this very minute.
And is there any other minute?
No.
No. There's only right now.
Yeah. So in fact, I don't actually have anything at all.
Right. Yeah, so you've already lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You don't actually have to physically lose it. But you have to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aren't you supposed to not be attached to it?
So
and I feel attached.
That's a spiritual idea that we normally don't really understand what it really means. Yeah, so there's a feeling of anticipation and wanting to be with them or whatever, you know, remembering the good times. So that's absolutely natural. Yeah, this idea that you shouldn't be attached is simply not natural. Yeah? There is a natural attachment to things that we like and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And the same thing with things that we don't like.
Yeah.
Natural kind of repulsion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just what is happening. Yeah. But recognize who is being attached, who has a fiancé. And then if you see that actually there is no one here, there is no one who actually has a fiancé, and then actually there is no fiancé either. And that's only right now. And then the timeline of, you know, when you're going to see him and all of that goes on.
Yeah.
The play of being attached goes on. But know that there is no attachment right now. Yeah. Once and for all.
Yeah.
And then playfully it all goes on. Meaninglessly. Yeah. Although it's felt. Yeah, and in that moment it feels full of meaning, for sure. Yeah, so I'm not talking about somehow being detached and okay. not feeling.
Not caring,
right. Yeah,
fully. I've always hated that.
What?
I've always hated that, really.
Hated that?
That spiritual idea that you have to not be attached.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Guys used to use it when
I was young. Yeah, right. It's a good excuse.
You're not attached.
It's a good excuse to maintain a distance. Yeah. Yeah. I've experienced that too.
Yeah. Okay, so it's okay to be attached.
Yeah, that's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're attached right now to this chair, right?
Yeah.
There's a play.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't be attached to the chair.
So I guess I'm just, you know, trying to really get this idea that it's like it's living in an infinitesimally small moment.
Yeah, just
isn't it? Every moment is
even shorter. Small,
even shorter than
it can't actually be spoken.
Then you can't really be attached in each of those moments.
No, well you're not. Because
you're not, I kind of understand and I kind of don't.
You can't understand it, but you know it.
Yeah.
You know this. That's why it's a recognition
uh-huh.
of what you already know.
Yeah.
Always have known.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems just the kind of the living of it becomes a lot confusing at times.
Yeah.
With all these other ideas that we hear about how you should live. But life lives itself perfectly. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.